This is CPR News. I am Joanne Allen. State health officials are urging caution with spring break here and hospitalizations of COVID patients on the rise. CPR's John Daly reports.
On Monday, Colorado reported an increase of 45 patients hospitalized with the virus, a 16% increase, and the biggest spike since late November. Governor Jared Polis says the number went up another 13 patients Tuesday.
The trend that we're very worried about, and we'll be watching the next few days, is if this continues to increase at this rate, we could be in trouble again soon.
Key surveillance indicators, including case counts, hospitalizations, and percent positivity, show a plateau in the last few weeks. Officials say the trend should become more clear in the next week or so. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
After 50 years in business, the Boulder Arts and Crafts Gallery and Cooperative is closing its doors. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
Owner Ellen Spiller cited the coronavirus pandemic's negative impact on the number of visitors as the reason for the gallery's closure. The cooperative began in 1971 as a way for local artists to sell their works and keep a higher portion of the profits. Artists worked at the store in exchange. The closure will affect the store's remaining 15 artists, who will have to find new locations to sell their wares. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Von Miller is returning to the Broncos. ESPN reports the team exercised an option to keep the linebacker through the 2021 season and pay him more than $17 million. Miller didn't play last season due to injury. Undocumented immigrants hit hard by the pandemic, have few places to go for aid. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports on an organization in Durango that has stepped in to help. We'll have Haley's report in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. More than 150 people in Mesa County, mostly seniors, recently had their COVID vaccine given to them at home.
I feel good. I'm so happy. You don't know how it feels when you don't know where you're going to go get your shot, and it's real important to get the shot.
CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has the story of a mobile vaccination effort. Stina's story is at CPR.org. 34 with light snow in Metro Denver. This is CPR News.